Now, Dalriada, it's rarely out of the news. The battle continues to keep it open and people are fighting on all fronts, including a glamour model called Megan O'Neill. Megan, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I am very well, girl. You are a glamour model with obviously a social conscience. I have been looking at your Twitter feeds and indeed your blogs and so on and so forth. Anyone who's aware of the tabloid magazines or the boxing? You do the boxing numbers around the rings, don't you?
I do indeed. Do MMA, do all sorts.
Yeah, and so anyone who's seen you out and about will know that, number one, you're a very glamorous lady. Very confident.
Thank you very much.
Very confident as well. But you put up, I can only describe it as a slightly risque selfie.
Yes, it was very controversial.
Controversial. Listen, I'm looking at it here and I'm embarrassed. You describe it to me.
Well, all I can describe it as, it is a photo of my chest with Save the Doll across it.
Save the Da, yeah. Save the Dal.
Save the Dal,
as in Dalriada.
Dalriada Hospital.
When you say it's a picture of your chest, you seem to be holding the camera up above your head, looking down into what could only be described as your ample cleavage.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And you've done a bit of writing over your, as I say, over your body. The you've taken a wee bit of criticism for being so brazen, haven't you?
Yes, I have, definitely have. But it's a good cause, so whatever. I'm getting more positivity from it than negativity, so that can only be a good thing.
Tell me first of all about the negativity you got.
Well, there was all sorts. I haven't received any emails, obviously. It's all only been positive emails, but the negativity ranged from being an attention seeker to how's that going to see us. But I've actually got quite a few friends that are actually doing it themselves and nominating their friends. So it hasn't went viral, but it has got a brave lot of people talking about it.
So Megan, we're now at risk of girls the length and breadth of Ballycastle showing their cleavage to all and sundry to ensure that Mr. Wells listens to the protesters. And do you think this is going to catch on, this novel method of protest?
I'm not honestly too sure. I know that it's reached the lengths of Draperstown, Maherfelt and Belfast. And actually men are doing it too. They're stripping down to their underwear with Save the Doll across them.
What exactly are they photographing these blokes?
Sorry?
What's in their photograph? I can see what's in your picture. It's obviously your cleavage, but what are the blokes photographing?
They're photographing themselves. A couple of blokes have done it in the mirror. Just a length photo of them with pants on, speedos, you know. They're all doing it for a bit of crack, but still getting the message out there. They're still signed. They're still having the petition on their post, so it's still getting the signatures.
Yeah, it's hugely important that we don't cross any line with regards to it being unacceptable to the viewing public. So far, thankfully, no one, including yourself, has crossed that line. Why are you so adamant to save the Dalriada? Why is it close to your heart and soul?
Well, it's where I've lived. I've been born and bred in Ballycastle. I'm the generation that's coming up. I know that if the Dalriada goes, whilst the elderly generation are going to miss that, they probably need it more than me right now, but I know that whenever I'm coming up and my children are coming up, that it's going to be their lives that completely miss out in Dalriada.
And do you feel that it's within your mindset to be someone who leads a campaign or who is very vocal in a campaign? Very often young women tend to get on with the things that they're doing. What age are you? Do you mind me asking you?
I'm 22.
So, you know, 22-year-olds don't tend to be proactive like that. So the odd ones involved in, say, young politics, the youth wing of a political party. But most of them are either studying or partying or indeed travelling or just getting on with life. Well, you seem to be very involved looking at your Twitter and indeed your blog. You seem to have a bit of a political mind.
Yeah, well, I was actually thinking about starting politics, but I haven't even looked at what party I would want to join. I was thinking along the route of independence, but obviously it's a lot of time, effort and money, which I'd be obviously wanting to put in. But just whenever the community, basically the community is very strong and it comes together. And I know that I have a big following once you join all my social media groups together. And I want to put the message out that it's not only the elderly or the middle-aged that can do this. I want to put out the message that young people should get involved, be proactive in the community and get involved and try and help. Because it's the young people's voices that's going to be heard.
And do you think people would vote for a glamour model? Because, you know, I'm have your back catalogue here on a couple of screens. And I don't know how far back I need to go, but most of these photographs, you have some form of clothing on, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I've never actually went fully topless.
Yeah, it's all sort of risque stuff. And
yeah.
It's like you're be a leading light in the underwear game.
Yeah, basically. It's nothing too severe. I mean, it's nothing too incriminating.
And is it something you're confident doing?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think there's absolutely nothing wrong with being confident with your body. I have a lot of girls that would contact me and say that I'm their role model or that I inspire them because they were never confident with their bodies. And obviously growing up, every girl is the same. And I go out there and speak about it and be open about it and tell girls, you know, no matter what size you are, be confident. Like, I'm very petite. There's girls that are bigger than me that are models and glamour models, and people would often say, well, you don't have basically a big enough endowment to be a glamour model. But I say, you know what, I do. It doesn't really matter, but that it's about being confident in yourself.
Well, that's
what I want to promote.
That confidence certainly comes across, and if you can indeed transfer that to the political world, I think going forward, a young person standing as an independent, be in the Moyle Council or the new Super Council up there, and then move on to Stormont Meighen, because people may or may not vote for you, but I do think we need younger people representing us at all levels. Now, life hasn't been easy for you on a couple of fronts.
No.
You've had a serious bereavement in your family, which was highly profiled in the news, and a man is serving time for killing your brother recently.
Yeah.
That must be very hard to cope with.
It is. It's extremely hard. It'll be two years now in April. It's absolutely devastating. I don't think any of the family have still come to terms with it. I think it was in the way, every death is bad, but in the way that he actually did die, it's extremely hard to come to terms with, and we still haven't got our heads around it. We're just trying to take each day as it comes, and the support we received from the community is absolutely amazing. That's why the community is so strong, and I kind of want to give back to all the politicians and everybody that's helped me and my family. So,
yes, for anyone who isn't aware, your brother did die as a result of an altercation between himself and a person that he knew, and he was stabbed, and sadly he died at the scene.
Mm-hmm.
And since that, you've been diagnosed yourself with heart disease.
Yep.
How does a young woman of 22 cope with that and remain as vibrant as you are?
I honestly don't know. I'm a very, very positive person. I wouldn't let too much bother me. When it's negative, I deal with it and just keep going through it. Losing my brother was one of the hardest things I'll ever have to deal with. So anything after that is kind of a small hit. The heart disease, I think it's benign. I think we actually haven't found out how bad it actually is. But I'm just keeping positive, and I'm a gym freak. I love going to the gym. So I'm just keeping positive, keeping my head down, keep going.
And in the meantime, you're going to continue to campaign with all the people up there in the Northwest to keep the Dalriada Hospital open. There's still some hope that the axe may not fall in early December, but we do not know. Meighen, if people do want to follow you, how do they log on to all your social sites?
I'm usually under Fitness Model Gal on either Instagram, Twitter. On Facebook, I'm just Meighen O'Neill Model.
People will find you. There is no doubt, or they'll see you in the tabloids or indeed on the websites. Meighen, thanks for coming on the programme this morning.
Thank you very much, Frank. Thank you.
That is the glamour lady from Ballycastle, Meighen O'Neill, who is campaigning in a different way. Some of you will be impressed with the pictures, and others of you will say, that'll never impress Jim Wales. However, the photographs have been taken, and as she's saying, they're now as far as Draperstown at it. It's 18 minutes past 9.
The Frank Mitchell phone-in on U1.